Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? Good. Well, I'm going to start off by showing you some pictures of something that might be a little sad, something that might be something you're not used to seeing. These are some pictures of kids from third world countries. And third world means countries that don't have the basic things that we have, like they're so poor that they're trying to work on just basic survival, and so they can't work on all the technology and fun things that we have. So I'm just going to show you some of these pictures here. You see them okay? It's not easy for you guys to see. It's really hard to see. He's picking up firewood or something in the mud. Now, if we were to think about what these kids are thinking about, they might be thinking something like, where am I going to get some food to eat tonight? Or, my bucket has a hole in it. How am I going to get water back to my house? Or, it's so cold and my feet hurt. I wish I had shoes. Or, my mom is really sick and I don't have any medicine. I'm kind of scared. So we call those issues that third world countries are dealing with. And we don't deal with those things here in America. And I was thinking about a time that a few years ago I went grocery shopping. I go grocery shopping a lot. I do a big grocery shopping, and then I always forget stuff, and so I pop over to Safeway. So I popped over to Safeway one day, and I went to the produce section, and I got some apples, and I got some oranges, and I looked around for the bananas. I could not find any bananas. And I just kind of looked around like, I'm at Safeway, where are the bananas? And a store clerk said, oh, we didn't get any bananas today. The shipment didn't come in. And I'm embarrassed to tell you, I was slightly irritated by that. I was like, I'm at Safeway and I'm in America. Where are my bananas? That's silly, right? And we have a joke about that. We call that first world problems. Third world problems, food, medicine, clothing. First world problems might sound something like this. I went to Dutch Brothers and they forgot my whip topping. So. Or the internet is so slow. My game keeps glitching. Or we're going to Disneyland again. My friend Hannah gets to go to Hawaii. She's so lucky. Silly, right? Well, in the gospel reading, we read about a woman named Martha who got to have Jesus come and stay for dinner. And Jesus went to a lot of people's house for dinner because that's where he talked to them and taught them things. And Martha was so excited because this was a big deal. And so she cleaned and she was fussing about and working so hard and she wanted everything perfect. And everybody was in listening to Jesus. Well, she wanted some help and she couldn't find her sister Mary. And then she saw Mary, and Mary was just sitting there with the rest of the people, just listening and listening to Jesus. And she was, psst, Mary, come help me. Mary, psst, psst, psst. And Mary was so focused on Jesus that she just didn't hear her sister. So Martha was irritated, and she went to Jesus and said, Jesus, I'm working so hard. Don't you even care? Tell Mary to help me. And Jesus said, Martha, you are worried about so many little things. Your sister Mary has chosen something better, and it will never leave her. So I was thinking about that here in terms of going to church. And I thought, well, what are the things that we might get worried and frustrated about here in church? Kind of those first world problems, right? And it could be something like this. Sunday school was okay, but they ran out of my favorite snack. Or, you know, I was kind of bored at church when my good friend doesn't show up. Or, I don't really like the music that much. I wish we had more of, and then you can fill in the blank, maybe hymns, maybe contemporary. You know, I wish the music was different. Well, Jesus told Martha that she was worried about all those little things and that she should focus on the things that Mary thought of the right thing. So what do you think that right thing was? I think it was three things: focusing on the presence of Jesus, the words of Jesus, and the people of Jesus. And so the presence of Jesus means if we come to church that we're looking for Jesus in our worship, our singing, the liturgy, communion, body and blood of Jesus. The words of Jesus, we're focusing on the scripture, on the Apostles' Creed, on Pastor's Sermon, and the people of Jesus means we're coming to serve other people and to really bless them and encourage them. So let's be like Mary and focus on the presence of Jesus and the words of Jesus and the people of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.